When the service ended each night, the candidates went home and prayed some more. "You didn't go to bed some nights," my mother said. "You'd sit out on the porch till daybreak, praying and asking God, 'God, if you heard my prayer, let me hear the dove moan.' And eventually, you'd hear it moan," Mama said. Amid the fasting, praying, and moaning doves, my mother's heart ripened for conversion into the kingdom of God. We don't know exactly what that guest preacher said, but whatever it was, it hit Mama like a lightning bolt, had her jumping up and running through the church like somebody was chasing her. "They say Uncle Sko caught me, 'cause I was running," she said. After that, she calmed and came to herself. "I was walking down the aisle talking about my religion, a sign she'd gone dead to her old sinful ways and joined other Christians promised eternal life. 'So glad I died,' she sang that night. 'Ain't gonna die no more.'" After conversion, my mother walked from house to house, telling people about God, about how he died on the cross, how he washed away her sins, how he saved her. Granddaddy baptized her later that summer in a pond beyond Little Union. She wore a white gown with a cap on her head. She walked barefoot while family and church members ringed the pond, singing, "Take me to the water." Thank goodness she got religion that time, since it was her second attempt. During the prior year's revival, my mother sat on the bench night after night, but her spine tingled not. Her eyes didn't sting with tears. She could only watch as others crossed over, jumping and crying out. Tired of seeing everybody else get it, Mama bowed her head, licked her finger, and rubbed the spit on her cheeks to look like tears. Making matters worse, she had already cheated a little on her fasting vow, and Robert Lee showed no mercy. "I can tell you ain't really doing nothing," he told her one day. "You eating too much." The revival continued, and Robert Lee wouldn't let up. The final dig came when Big Mama made sticky rolls, a special sweet family treat. He got a warm, fresh roll and savored it right in my mother's 12-year-old face. She succumbed to temptation and got one of her own, effectively breaking her fast and ending her bid for religion that year. Mama wasn't the only one who required two rounds on the bench, though. Indeed, some page kids who declared they'd gotten religion couldn't satisfy Big Mama's discernment for authenticity. "You ain't got nothing," she'd say. "Go on back." They returned to the bench to pray harder or longer, because if Big Mama didn't deem it to be real, it wasn't. Robert Lee himself knew the feeling, which might be why he sabotaged my mother. His first go-round, Big Mama didn't see enough reform in his mischievous spirit, and much mischief there was. Mind you, Robert Lee was the son known for sneaking into his uncle's house to steal hoe cakes off the stove, which he dumped into a creek just for the fun of it. He was the one who pulled off the most peculiar heist in page history when he snuck and picked cotton from a neighbor's field. Then, pretending he'd picked it elsewhere, Robert Lee knocked on that same neighbor's door later with a bold pitch to sell the man's own cotton back to him. Yes, Big Mama would have to see strong, clear evidence that Robert Lee crossed over to the Lord's side. The first time he hopped up, claiming a good feeling, she called him out. "Boy, you ain't got nothing. Go on back." His response is now the stuff of family legend. "Well, see, I had it," he told her. "But soon as I got round that there corner, the devil took it from me."